This is Black Scott.
This is Love Jade.
And we are He Said, She Said, a podcast where we unpack current and controversial topics concerning
men, women, and the roller coaster that is our relationships with one another.
Look out for new episodes dropping every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific.
Tune in wherever you listen to podcasts. We're just like, they accepted it anyway.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to just submit whatever. And if you want to send me money to compensate, why not?
He's like, I'll have you tell me no, but I won't tell myself no.
Yeah, they should have never covered my windshield because I got reckless after that.
Exactly. I'm putting everything on the tab.
All right. What's up, y'all? We are back. It's been a minute since we recorded. I'm happy to be back in the studio.
Yeah, we took a nice little much needed hiatus.
Much needed. We've been doing a lot, moving a lot in our personal lives. But we definitely missed you guys, and we are just so happy to be here.
Oh, wait, this is our official intro?
Yeah.
I was not expecting. All right, guys, you know what it is.
Well, we don't need to do an intro. I mean, you could just...
Oh, yeah, it's already going to be recorded. See, that's how long we've been out the game. We forgot the whole format of it.
Warming up, you know?
But yeah, man, back in the studio, back recording. Great to be here. So.
Yeah, so what's been going on with you?
Just... chilling, really. For real, I know people always say that, but like at this point, I've really been just taking it very easy.
Congrats on graduating.
Thank you.
See, I had to say it because you're trying to be modest and not mention it. This man graduated.
That's why I'm so that's why I am so relaxed, is because I'm done with all that. So I got to really take it easy.
Yeah.
Before a storm starts again. But yeah, just take it easy. April was a wild month for me.
You went back to school? Or not sure.
I really would take a year, not year off, but I say like a year on to get more hands-on experience, network format.
Yeah.
So just go ahead and get more into it. A lot of people I work with, or a lot of people in my major, are a little older, and I noticed, dang, they already had jobs or connections or something to go back to.
Yeah.
Or people funded their for them to go back to school. So I'm like, let me try that route, get experience, connections, and network, so I got something to go back to, solid little work experience, you know, things like that. So that's kind of the mindset there. Take a year.
Yeah, I feel like experience is super underrated nowadays. Everything's about, like, degrees. And I understand, like, for example, what I'm doing for school, you need a degree. But I feel like...
She wasn't going to say it.
I wasn't going to say it. But you need a degree. But, like, for a lot of stuff, you really don't. And, I mean, even for us, it's really about experience. Like, there's a lot of things you need to know. But once you get out there and you're actually, like, on the floors and stuff, you really get... your knowledge there, I would say.
Yeah. I was gonna say this, how important would you say experience is in the dating game and the relationship space? Is it more...
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'm talking about experience in comparison to just like the way you are. Because you know, some people connect and that's everything, right? If we connect and vibe, it's everything.
Man.
So what does that have to do with experience?
You think really good question. I think...
I think really connection could trump all that. Experiences could be positive, negative, like it don't matter. But if you connect, the most easy, you know, easier that way.
I think that is true. I think connection and vibe, compatibility, there's a lot to be said for compatibility. Because my thing is, a lot of relationships can work, but how successfully will they work? Like, you can work at it, but why have to work that hard when you can find somebody who's a good match and you guys are compatible? And it'll just be like, you still have to work, but it'll be less work than if you try to make it work with someone who you're not compatible with.
It reminds
with, you know?
Me when I used to work at In-N-Out, you know what I mean? You could work hard and you know, that's the job, but it wasn't compatible. You know, I'm working too hard for something that is not what I'm trying to do in life.
Right. And just answering your question about where do I think experience fits in? I think it does fit in, but underneath compatibility, because if two people are both inexperienced, it's like, hey, well, we can learn together, right? But I feel like if there's a different levels of experience, that could be like an issue with people in dating. And the biggest thing, I think so. And the biggest thing I learned is like the less experience you have, it makes you less, not that you're intentionally doing it, but you're less understanding and compassionate because you haven't been through things. And so you kind
of
don't
know what it's like. Experience.
Exactly. Yeah. If you have lack of experience,
I feel like it could
you don't know what it's like. You know what I mean? And so if someone has gone through something, you don't really understand what they're going through, and you can't really be compassionate.
The other way. Why? Meaning like this, let's say depending on your experiences and all that, you get hardened and you get kind of crusty and you just get that like just that fixed mindset. So whatever you believe based off experience is what it is based off you know, everything you went through. Rather, yeah. if you don't have a lot, you're kind of open to different scenarios and situations and things of that nature. Like, okay, well, this person's doing this, so let me try to accept that lifestyle or that job, those work hours or whatever it is to make it work within the relationship. Versus, you know, you're a 30-year veteran in the field and you just have a fixed mindset on what it is.
Yeah, I agree. I think that those are like the two extremes, right? Mm-hmm. The far extreme is you have little to no experience and that makes you more judgmental because like you haven't been through things and so you don't know what they're like. And then on the other extreme is like you've been through a lot and like you said, it makes you hardened. But I think in between that is really just figuring out. I think in between that is where most people lie, I guess. And that's like right. figuring out how you interact with people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like in how it relates to dating is just like you interact differently with people you date based on your level of experience and being understanding about what they want. And the best example I can think of is when you date somebody and say they're like, oh yeah, I've had a kid. I don't know, just be thinking around and stuff like, oh, I've had a kid or like.
You gotta get an intern for chairs. These chairs, I don't know if you guys can hear, but it's a lot of squeaking going on in the background. In the new studio, in these new studio chairs, we gotta get somebody to come to oil these.
Absolutely.
ASAP.
Have the intern oil the chairs.
Right.
All right. But no, I was just saying, I think, for example, like maybe someone has a kid or maybe someone has cheated in the past, but they've changed their ways now or things like that. But it doesn't even have to be that extreme. It could just be like for me, I was in my first relationship. I was with somebody who had been in a relationship before. And I didn't quite understand like some of the connections they had with their ex. It kind of like made me feel insecure. I just didn't really understand like how that whole thing worked. Like, okay, you were in love with this person. You're not anymore. Like, how does that work? What does that mean for us? But I think now that I've been through that, I kind of get that you can have had a relationship with someone. You could have had loved them. You could have loved them and then
still do.
And then you can move on from that. Right. But, you know, I guess I felt like it was hard for me to understand that concept before having my own breakup. And so I felt a lot of insecurities with that person. Like, do you still love them? Like, how do you feel about them now? Like, you know, so that's kind of like what I mean by experience can inform how you interact with people.
Right.
Yeah.
So no, I definitely agree with that. So why do women hate men?
Why do women hate men? Why do men hate women?
Men don't really.
I think here's so. The thing, men right? are angry, and they're always like these feminists. Blah blah blah. Like, why do you hate women so much? If feminists are gonna,
feminists are different from women. Those are a whole different.
I know, but I just feel like right when there. People say that, it comes off as like toward all women. Like when men say that negative things about feminism. It just seems like you're mad at women as a whole. So
no, we're just putting out
you don't like anything we do
about feminism, as you said. But why do we hate women? Most men don't. A lot of because the thing you don't really see dudes in comparison to women slandering women online or really anywhere. You really don't. If you really honestly try to go through the internet and look, there are specific places for that where dudes get together. But in general, you don't see or hear a lot of dudes just slandering women. You guys are not. I don't know. That's it would be weird for a guy to do that, but really, I guess it's general annoyances with women. But like my dad always said, women you can't live with them, can't live without them. It's kind of a push pull type of thing. I think guys understand that pretty well.
Yeah, I think
that's why our standards are very reasonable compared to women.
Well, if you're Chris Brown, you still slander women online.
Chris Brown,
but anyway, you said men don't really do that. Like
he's done a lot more than that. I mean. So that's the least of your worries.
It's a very obvious and clear hate for women and disrespect it at the very least.
Yeah, so yeah, if you look at it from that point of view, that's the least of the worries right there. But
not
you.
He's not making you guys look too good. That's all I'm saying.
You guys, I'm a dark skin. I'm part of the Dark Skin Association. I don't
know. So now you're making divisions between men. So
listen, there are differences in people, and I'm not a part of that group.
I see. Well, I think. I don't think women hate men, but why we are so hostile is because I feel like women have been harmed by men for a long time. And I'm not saying the same thing doesn't happen to men. I can only speak from my perspective as a woman. I feel like there's been a lot of harm.
Who hurt you?
Personally, like, I haven't really had that much. Like, I wouldn't say I've had major trauma with dealing with men, but I think I've had I've got my feelings hurt. I've got my heart broken, absolutely. And I think
that happens every day, you know?
Why? Yeah, but I feel like especially men just do guys. Stuff that just, and again, I'm only speaking from my experience as a woman. I'm not saying that women right. can't do this, but I feel like from my experience, men just do things that are just, it's like, why? Like, why lie? Why do things to intentionally hurt me? Like, I mean, not saying you did, you intentionally tried to hurt me, but you intentionally did something and then you knew that thing would be hurtful. That I just don't understand. And so to answer your question very simply, it's because we have friends or we've experienced it ourselves or family members who have been cheated on, dogged out, lied to. You had a baby over here outside of the marriage and you hear about it all the time and it's so common. And so even me and having my own experiences just makes me feel like, man, like men really just be dogging women out. Why?
And you know, the crazy part is that's true because of the types of guys you guys like to deal with.
I disagree.
That's really a simple answer. Now, all guys, nah.
No, I disagree. I think most women, for the most part, want a good man. They just want a good guy that's going to treat them right. That's it. It's very simple.
I doubt it.
Why?
If that was the case, a lot of guys would not be saying the, what's that term? Nice guys finish last. If women really wanted that, there's a lot of guys are. Girls, when the girls tell me, oh, I'm looking for a good man, I'm like, just check your DM, Goofy. It's some guy
but I don't like him.
That's willing. Yeah, you like the guy who dog you.
No.
It's
an attraction thing. If I don't like you, I don't like you. This is my thing.
Attracted to the dog. Not you, but you know.
I get what you're saying. But I think way. I think you like who you like. And
so don't complain.
My friends don't have to think you're cute as long as I like you. As long as I like your energy. Right? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It just comes with, hey, listen, if you like dogs.
I don't like dogs.
Dog, you know, or expect to get dog.
No,
there's a lot of guys in there that I'll be willing to do for you. I feel.
I was talking to Dad the other day, and I was like, look, I just don't want a hugely complicated wedding. I want a nice wedding, but most importantly, I just want someone who is going to love me, and I'm going to love them. And we believe in that love so much that we want to commit to it through marriage. That's all
even
I really
though
want.
You're asking for way too
that's
much in 2021.
Not too much.
you're asking for way too much. It's 2021 times of. Now, if this was 1975, perfect. That's an on-the-money assessment, on-the-money request right there. In 2021, the best you can get is a text back.
The best you can probably get is a 10-year engagement. Or not even, just a 10-year situationship.
10-year, if that.
Where they pop back up every 3 months.
Exactly, in and out, once a year.
Tragedy. But I do think... why do you think dating's like that nowadays? You know, I feel like, why do you think, of course, let's not even sit up here and act like our parents, our grandparents' generations were not dealing with things they shouldn't have been dealing with, and that's why the marriages lasted. So I want to put that out there. We're not going to act like that wasn't a thing, but I do think there's a difference in that it just seems like people aren't really trying to commit anymore, or it's more so like,
I'll tell you what it
whatever,
is.
I'm in my bag, like I'm worried about my career.
I feel like it's,
I'll option. See you when I see you. We can be like friends with benefits or something. Like there's no real like not a lot of people are looking for real or it just doesn't seem like that, you know.
I feel like it's the illusion of choice. We have so many options, but the thing is you can't make none because none of the when you compare all the options against each other, none of them look or stand out. Versus when you have like two choices, you can really take the time to really look and assess at these two to three choices. So with the dating, and really, I feel like it's really more for women than men. Because guys, in general, when it comes to just how things were and are, guys pretty much have the same, maybe more or less, amount of options.
Mm-hmm.
Where women have, especially with apps and social media, infinite amount.
Well,
my DMs haven't changed from 2015 to now.
It's
about
either.
The same. They probably have the likes probably gone up. Not you, but just generally speaking for women.
Why though? Like what?
And even
what
not
exactly
the DM, but even if
you
look
that?
At all like stuff like dating apps or guys just trying to talk to you in general, a lot of intake of guys.
A lot of what?
A lot of intake of guys.
Oh.
So you get guys coming off, you know, at your job, at the gym, you know.
And you think that's increased?
For women, yeah. And then now you have social media and all these different apps to where you have a ton of options. I'm not saying they're all about, you know, but mm-hmm. just it's there. The options
why do you think
they've
increased though?
I think social media was a big part of that. Cause again, we've all been going to the grocery store since forever, right?
mm-hmm.
And work and all that. That's where you normally meet guys. So let's say you have three guys or three potential guys you're kind of like looking at. You got one guy at your gym, one guy at your job, and one guy at the grocery store you go to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you can really just assess those three guys and move off that.
Yeah.
But if you have a bunch of guys from a bunch of different sources and trying to get your attention, it's hard to really make a choice.
Yeah.
Or make a good choice.
Yeah.
So that also kind of puts that like hard to, you know, commit and go, you know, go and stick with something because you're always wondering, what if?
I get that.
Or you can't make a choice in the first place.
I think women get ghosted just as much. I guess I feel you, and I think choice has increased for everybody across the board more. But nah. I don't understand your logic of why it's more for women than men.
If men have so many choices in women, prostitution wouldn't be a thing.
But only that's always been a thing, though. So
exactly. So that's what I'm saying. For men, it hasn't changed. OnlyFans is a recent thing. That's not a thing.
So what was it that caused the increase for women? That's what I'm trying to figure out. So you think, so men also have access to those things. Social media, internet.
Oh, we have access, but like example, we have access to the grocery store and the gym and work just like you do.
Mm-hmm.
Are women going up and shooting a shot at us? No.
They basically, never have, you're saying never really will. There's more platforms available. There's more ways to meet people. But mm-hmm. for men, the intake hasn't changed.
No, because women are women. So just like guys are guys. Hey, listen, I'm going to shoot my shot online. In the groceries, wherever I can.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you, but I just don't know if I necessarily agree that it's increased for women. I think it's increased for everybody, but I think if the dynamic is still the same, then you should argue that for women, things should arguably still be the same. Like, I have more options, but I'm still making the same choices, right? Like, I'm still choosing the same type of guy I would choose at the grocery store that I'm choosing online, you know?
Nah, I wouldn't think so. Only because you're, like, for example, you got a girl in, you know, New Mexico somewhere. She has access to guys in L.A. and Miami, and which she's never seen before. I've never been on a yacht. If you have a yacht. Or I've never been, you know, a helicopter, you know, flying over L.A. I've never been even to just little things. Like, I've never been to the beach.
Right.
Now, you're kind of able to do that. Or you have access to guys who can provide you with that.
That is true.
Where guys, the dynamic is just not the same. So instead of you now, let's say you're a girl in New Mexico and you're going to college, New Mexico College, wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, you just be meeting people at your college, again, at your gym, grocery store, your work. Now,
yeah.
And they only have, you know, only so much access, so many things that you already have, you know, in New Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now with social media, you have guys that have access to all kinds of things and can take you wherever, or if you travel over there, you know, have that experience as well.
Hmm.
So now you really actually have a lot of options where so some guys will, hey, I'm pretty sure you've seen it where guys will fly you out
or yes, pay for I've this
or take you there.
To I'm this good. Restaurant, love and joy.
That one. Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And so that you're always thinking for guys though, yet we do have access online. The experience for us really hasn't changed that much.
That kind of makes sense.
Because we have access to Instagram models? No. Because they're also looking at what the guy...
Miami.
Because, you know, women date up. So every woman, even the women at my age, my level, my income, are dating guys who are older than me, more income, you know, the next level.
Yeah. I kind of get that.
And so the girls that are below me are looking for me, and the girls that are below me aren't looking for the guys at their level.
Got it.
And so every girl is constantly reaching up. And here's the thing. You have more options for better men. Before you had to like, okay, let me find the best guy in New Mexico. That best guy probably is, you know, master's degree, you know, working a great job. Now you have L.A., Miami guys, Arizona, wherever, you know, Nevada, whatever is close to you, Vegas. Hell, overseas, you know what I mean? If you're trying
I
to
get
you know,
that, but I feel something. Like that's just women having more options. So men need to step up their game. Like, now you're going to have to compete with Drake or whatever, or these
that's
rich
men,
people
no,
in Miami.
That's what
so
men, are doing.
Men should step up then. It's almost like...
No, men know this.
Well, let me say, it's almost like you have women back... You had women back then, right? Where it's like, I can only date in my small little community or whatever. Like, I don't have internet. I don't have those options. So I have to choose one of these dudes here. Oh, but now I can date XYZ person, like you said, and this person has money or this person is over here. And you just have more options. So now it seems like, okay, you're saying options have increased for women, which I see that. I agree with that. Okay, so what are men to do? Step your game up then.
men, here's the thing.
It's almost like, oh, now she realizes that she can be better than, that she can get better than me now. And it's almost like you're saying that's a negative for women. No.
No, the theory you've just come to, we've already figured that out. But here's the thing, too. So guys, knowing that women are this way, that's why there's no commitment. So, example, let's say the guy that you're looking for, that you can get,
right? But no,
it
shouldn't be no commitment, though. Like, why are you punishing me for wanting better?
Let me finish. Because the guys at your level aren't punishing you. The guys that you're looking to are not punishing you, but they see you accordingly. For example, so you got a guy at your level who will be willing to do all of that for you. Like I mentioned before, check your DM.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're trying to go to the Miami guy. Well, this Miami guy, if he can get you so easily, he can also get your friend and the mm-hmm. girl in Idaho and the girl in Kentucky. So why commit to you? Because,
mm-hmm.
okay, I've stepped up my game. Like you said, okay, well, guys, step up your game. I stepped up my game. I'm the Miami guy now. So now what are you doing that's so special for me to just choose you? The guys all followed your advice. And like we said, we all come to that conclusion. No problem. We stepped up our game. So now we've stepped up our game. What are the women doing now that's different?
They should be stepping up their game too.
They're not.
I feel like a lot of women,
injections and surgery and looks. Yeah. But it's quality.
No, I disagree. I disagree. Cause like similar to what you're saying, like, there's more options for dating for women. I think there's more options in general for women now, like certain jobs, like, you know, me, the field I'm going into is traditionally male dominated, but now there's many, many, many women in this field. And it wasn't like that, you know, even 20 years ago. And so I think there's a lot more opportunity. And if you actually look at it, there's a study actually, I can't remember. I'll try to put it in the link if I can find it, but basically saying that Black women are getting degrees faster than Black men. There's more Black women getting degrees than Black men,
right? You're right about that. I think a lot of studies that show women are more women in college right now than men currently.
Yeah, and so I'm not saying college is the only way. It's definitely not. But I'm just saying that's just one example of how women are stepping it up too with more opportunities now. Like we're stepping it up too.
Here's where you have it all wrong, which I can't blame for thinking like a woman. Guys care nothing about degree,
so how do you want me to step it up then? Injections and lips?
No, what
like
I say,
you said?
I said the quality. So how you treat me, right?
Uh-huh.
And what other things? Because here's the thing. All the things, okay, women are making more money, dominating field, or even stepping up. Those generally are things guys already have because they're generally masculine traits. I already have my own money. I don't need yours. I don't care for your money.
Got it.
I care about your degree. I don't care about
how you treat me?
How you treat me? Yeah, are you the type? Are you feminine? Acting,
so you're saying women are not stepping it up in the area of being a good partner.
Yeah, and being women, they're trying to be men and thinking that's gonna work. Oh, I'm gonna do this field, make money, and do these things, but they're not selling what men are buying. They're thinking that if we do these things and be in these male dominant fields, or you know, make money or do these male things or breadwinner, all these things that men do, they'll attract men. That's,
but I feel like there. To counter your argument.
Now, it's good for you personally, though. No hate on that. It's good for you to have your own money as a woman and do personally. Mm-hmm. But in the relation of what men like in relationships, men and women purely, it's a different mindset, a different dynamic. But it is good personally, though. It's no hate on that. It's just we're separating that from that aspect.
I feel you. But then I also would counter that to say that women who are, like, we're talking about these specific women who are going to these career fields and trying to better themselves. In that same regard, they don't need a man for his money. So what you would traditionally, quote unquote, think women want men we don't want men for that. So now what are they bringing to the table now? Same thing. Like for me, well, let me finish. For me, I'm, like I said, was a male-dominated field. It's not so much anymore now. But it's like, I'm going to have my own money. So what do I need you for? More than just money. Like, I need you for companionship and being a good partner, like you said. So I feel like, to your point, women are now looking for the same thing. I mean, there are still a lot of women that might be looking for security, but I feel like when we're talking about this specific type of woman, it's just, I'm not trying to be a man.
But
I just don't need a man for the things that traditionally women need men for. So again, am I being punished for that? Or are you not stepping it up to be a good partner, which is what I really need?
Where the fantasy stops is because let's say you're making all that money, unless you're willing to date down because you're making, let's say, okay, you do the doctor thing. You're pretty much going to be in the top 10% or even greater earnings in America, period. There aren't a lot of people in there in general. And so there aren't a lot of men in there who are not married. Most men who are up in that rank are married. So now, okay, let's cut the fantasy and look at it from a numbers game. unless you are willing to date down, you are not going to find a lot of men who are single and available in your field with that income, with all you want, that are not, you know, that are single. Most of them, women are going to have already married them, or, you know, they're going to be in some type of situation.
I just see some data on that.
I mean, just
because makes, I don't, I think
it just makes sense. That's why it's hard now. If it was easy, then you have never would have asked me that question of that.
Of what? No, I'm just asking you because I feel like I hear a lot of people say that, like, oh, like this high powered woman that only cared about her career, now she's lonely. Like, I feel like that's a punishment almost for trying to have something for yourself. And I don't think that's why she's lonely. I think it's just like men are not willing to meet her standards. And like, let's say some people do have unrealistic standards, but outside of that, I feel like they just want the same thing that regular people want. Like, okay, remember that show that we were watching? What is it called? I don't know if we can, we're not sponsored, so we can say it, right?
Yeah, we're still.
Anyway, we'll just say a unnamed show where a woman who had a lot of money was going to marry a man who worked in construction. And there's nothing wrong with that, but just giving the story. He worked in construction. He lived at home with his parents still, and he was like 40 something. And she was the same age as him, but she had a lot of money. She was like really successful in real estate. She grew up, you know, poor, just living with a single mom, but she worked her way up to making a lot of money. And so that ultimately didn't work out. They ended up not getting married, but it was because he hid a lot of stuff. Like, he didn't tell her that he lived with his parents.
Not only that, but he can take it back.
He was kind of just hiding a lot.
Two things. And
but she liked him. She
was desperate, number one, and then wanted to fulfill a certain fantasy. Not wrong at all, but that was just what she wanted to do. And then number two, the guys,
the guys in
the field were either married.
I think she wanted to believe the best in him, but I wouldn't say desperate.
Oh, no, just not before him, but just in general. But again, the guys in her field, because she went over this, were either married and, you know, the good guys were taken, or the single guys who wanted to just play the field. And
she didn't say taken. She just said a lot of the people in her field were like trash. Right? Yeah, like they're like a-holes.
But I'm saying the guys, what she said, but I'm assuming the guys who are married, so they're off the number, off the, you know, off the board. But there are men there. But again, like I said earlier, they're married, so the numbers are very slim.
So I guess my question is,
the guys who are available want to be single and don't want to commit, and, you know, that's their choice if they want to play that. So they're going to do that. So that's what you're looking at when women are amongst the ranks of those kind of men. Either the married ones who got it, you know, locked up early or in those situations, or the guys who don't want to commit and want to just play the field as single men. That's what you're looking at that. That's just the number, you know, the numbers of it.
That's true.
Or you're willing to date down, which is exactly what she did, which is what I said before.
But what I'm saying is,
you gotta be willing to date down.
I don't think you have to be willing to date down. It just depends on what you think dating down means. Like,
well, financially.
Yeah, but like, that's not dating down though, because it's like, again, I don't need you for your money. Like, in the episode, she was literally looking for somebody who was just going to be a good partner, a good husband, a good father. She was looking for those traits. Like, she didn't care about what he made as far as money was concerned. She was concerned because he kept hiding things and lying, and so she couldn't deal with that anymore. But if you would have just been upfront about who you were, she probably would have been okay with that. I don't think... And granted, in that episode, he was kind of like an annoying person, so I would say she dated down. But generally speaking, if there was a guy who's making less money than a woman, I don't think that means dating down. I just think you're looking for something different because you have the money, so you don't need the money from the guy. If he makes good money, great. But I'm saying making good money doesn't necessarily mean making the same as me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're happy in your job and you're successful in your job and that happens to be less than me,
what you're saying is just exception to the rule. So that can happen and it does happen. But by and large, are all women doing that in that particular range that we're talking about, these particular group of women? I doubt it. At first, maybe they're going to try to go for that, and then they end up, you know, looking and having that mindset that you're talking about. But at first, no, they're looking for, you know, what every woman generally is looking for, even with the, you know, even then being at the high status and income that they're at.
I think you just want somebody who's your equal. For me personally, I need you to make
not anymore
good
no.
money, but I need you to make good money in the sense of you're successful in your career and you have passion in your career and you can help support this household. To me, it's not about the amount. And so for me, I'm looking for more like, I would say, an equal in mindset, an equal in ambition, and equal in, you know, what would we talk about? Like, what do we envision for our future? For
better? Could you do better? Better in mindset? Better in, you know, physically?
Yeah, of course. But I just feel like better doesn't necessarily mean money. That's what I'm saying.
Equal the baseline?
I feel like it's a given that if you have ambition and if you're driven and all these things I'm talking about, it's given that you're going to make a good amount of money. But if we're just strictly talking about number, that might be slightly less than me. Is that a big deal? No.
Right. But and then,
as long as we're equal as people in mindset, again, and drive and ambition, all those things.
So just going back to it, you know, to answer my question. So let's say that guy, all the guys step up that are willinger and, you know, willing to step up and, you know, make it happen. Then you got to beg the question of, so what are the women doing that he wants? Not what are the women doing? Because women say all the time, you know, different things that they're doing, right? The thing is that now you got to ask the question of, okay, now what are the women giving the men that the men actually want? Not what women are thinking the men want or thinking that is good enough in their perspective, but what are they actually giving the men at that level, what they want in order for the guy to want to commit to them?
Yeah, and I think
that's
the
major question there.
Right, and that's what I was going to ask. Well, like you're saying, these guys are married off. Why are they married off? Like, who do they marry? And like you said, is it because they were getting something that a woman who's making a lot of money couldn't give? Like, that's I guess, my question. And I think it goes both ways. I think the woman, like I said, I have my own money. I need more than that from you. You just having money is not enough. And I feel like that's why she was probably saying dudes are a-holes, because it's like, you just think that you could throw money at me and that's enough, and it's not, right? I have that too. So what? Like, what are we looking at here now? And on the flip side, you're saying, what are women giving that men need?
Yeah, because the thing is, you said, okay, so that's about the guy who's married. I highly doubt he married the woman who's making equal in his field. He probably married the woman who's making less, but again, guys aren't looking for money. They're looking
I get that, but
more
why?
Intangible aspects.
Is it because I'm ambitious and you feel like
no,
because ambition is a masculine trait?
That's the easy target there. That fuck, are you threatened by any success?
Yeah, so I'm asking, what is it?
Really what it is intangibles, which you can't really buy. Like, there's no monetary thing on it. So for me, I feel like what's underrated now today's society is just general femininity. That's shifting, changing. No one knows. Everyone knows what the man's role is.
But I feel like if
everyone
just
does,
you're...
But now women really don't know. You know, it's always put up the question. But men really want general.
But just because you're a high earning woman,
nurturing woman,
doesn't mean you don't have that.
Creative.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish your list. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, just to answer your question, because I know people are wondering, oh, we didn't answer the question. But just really the intangibles here. Mm-hmm. That I agree with are just feminine women. There's, you know, generous, nurturing, creative, caring, grateful, just good attitude really is where it starts. And you know, I talk to a lot of my guys about this, and really, so you ask, no matter what the woman is, right, what do guys look for? A woman who looks good to them, attractive to them, and, you know, we get along, I like her personality, what she makes, where she works, none of that matters. And you also like characters of a good mother and good upbringing, good family, you know, those things. But really, it's character and look. So she's attracted to me, right? And do we get along? Can we work together? Can we build something? And that's really, and that's why you see a lot of these guys who are, let's say, the doctor or whatever, the hiring man, he'll marry a woman who, if she has all these characteristics and traits and looks good to him, family background, they can build together, he'll marry her over a woman who, you know, makes X amount of money, because it's not about that. Not saying the woman who makes that money does not have that, but we're looking at characteristics first and looks first. Yeah. And again, here's the thing with the higher power of a woman or a woman who makes a lot of money. She's probably going to be old, because it takes time to build up and work up. So she's probably going to be, what, 30, 35? You know what I mean? And that's just
but
reality.
But it's like,
of it.
I didn't start off at 30, 35. Like, all these years I'm working on my career, like, I could have been dateable, right? And there's a lot of people who do get
people
married.
People aren't always, you know, trying to date, like, right now, you
but
know,
I feel like there's a lot of people who do get married though along their career path.
They could,
and
but
it's
I know
successful.
A lot of people are, and this is not a bad thing, but you know, are more career focused and less, you know, with relationships. We may have, you know, some type of company or companionship, but it costs a lot to really get into a relationship and marry and all that, and you got to sacrifice certain things. A lot of people rather get their career in first and then look, you know, for that.
Honestly, that's when I think people make the error. Honestly, because I think
what's the error?
I think the error is that thinking, man or woman, because I think a lot of people, like your family.
The error of, oh, focus my career and then try to go back and find.
Yeah, like family,
relationships,
parents, grandma, everyone says like, oh, focus on your career first. Like, no, because then you're going to be, like you said, more advanced in age, which is not a problem, but there's less options.
It's natural.
Yeah,
what it is.
For men and women.
Takes.
Yeah, there's less options the older you get. And then you hear even successful men.
But
like,
men
some of these,
down,
let me finish.
Though.
Some of these sugar daddy websites, it's like, oh, I have my career. I have everything together. Mm-hmm. All I'm missing is a companion, because you waited too long and you were so focused on that one thing, and now you have nobody to like share it with, which is what a lot of people want. They want to share that with somebody. Right,
the same lady you mentioned and in the show we're talking about.
Right, and so I guess my point is that that right there is a problem, and I just wanted to address that. Like, don't do that. I mean, you can still have your career and be successful and find companionship. And you, quite frankly, if that's something you want, you should make that a priority too. So,
but even then, you got to look at it in terms of men and women. The 35-year-old or 30-year-old or whatever, she's not going to date down. Most likely she can, but that's exception. We don't make that the rule of it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who's 35 and at the same level her, first of all, she's old to him and probably considered a geriatric pregnancy. So we won't have kids, right? We won't risk that. But he can date down. He can date a girl who's anything below him. So if he's 35, he can date 34, 33, 32. No, that's what women want in general. It's not even socially accepted. That's what women want. You'd be willing to date a guy older than you if you're 28, he's 35. Now, if I'm 28 and the girl's 35, that's typically, generally speaking, not going to happen.
But that's why I'm saying it's socially acceptable. So people follow that. People follow what's socially acceptable. So men can date younger. Generally, women won't, because that's just the societal norm. I think it's, you get what I'm saying?
Almost on a biological perspective.
Mm.
Where you want to date a guy who provides more. So you're not going to try to date a younger guy because he didn't have anything to provide for you. Not at this time. And his, you know, 25 or whatever, however young he is in that at his life.
Yeah, I mean.
So you want a man who provides security. That's like, the, you know, women want security. That's the basic deep down instinct that women have, or one of them. So that's why I would say it goes deeper than society. That's just the general almost biology of it, maybe.
Yeah, I agree.
And
then
guys want youth at the same time. That's their biological. You know, we don't want to. Older, you know, we want young, youthful. That's what
I think that does come into play, but also I think it's not the major thing, because also, like, there's men who are okay with having a wife that is, because you gave that list of traits, right? So, since we're talking about like biology, since
youth is really important too. I want to really put a highlight on that, because the traits are important too, but the youth and having children is like a major aspect to that too.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, since we're talking about biology, since we're talking about that, we're talking about society and all that influencing things, I want to say that I don't like to put generalizations on things, because there are some men that want, like, they love and admire and want that type of woman who's, like, high-powered and who is, like, and they're equal in that sense, and they can, like, say they're both lawyers or whatever, just giving an example, like, some people do like that, you know, or there's husbands who are okay with being the stay-at-home dad, and they want to raise their kids and do that. So I feel like I just like to stray away from generalizations, because I feel like it makes people feel like, oh, well, if I'm not doing it that way, like, am I wrong? And I think nurturing and all these traits are good, but I feel like to put it as like, oh, all men want this, and if you don't have that, then you're at a detriment. I don't think that's necessarily true. I just think you got to find the man that works for you. Going back full circle to what we started talking about, which was compatibility and how important that is.
I find that's definitely true, but at the same time, we don't want to ignore the fact that generalizations, there are truths in them. We don't want to make also at the same time the exceptions to the rule.
Yeah.
So do guys like men, or do guys like women with muscles and big muscles? Yeah, but generally, no. And most guys will not feel bad for agreeing with that as a general sentiment. And there are a lot of general statements that provide truth and a good, decent base for us to build on when it comes to these types of conversations and things of that nature. So I think generalizations, again, you don't want to generalize everybody. People have different differences and specifics. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, there are general things that people believe, that people stand on. For example, generally speaking, yes, men should not hit women. That's not a bad generalization to base on, you know, base men's actions off of, right? So I feel like at the same time, we don't want to make go the other way and make it all acceptable. Well, people could. Some people do, but most people don't.
Yeah, but I feel like that's talking about attraction and preference. That's totally different than a moral issue, even like hitting women things, or something. Like, that's moral versus we're talking about preference. That's a whole different thing.
But for example, women liking men taller than them. I'm not saying that the 6 feet, arbitrary 6 feet thing that, you know, people talk about today.
Uh-huh.
But generally speaking, women like men taller than them in some way, right? It's 1 inches, 2 inches, 5 inches, whatever it is. That's something general that we can all base, make a base, you know, it's used for a base in these types of conversations. And all women, not all, most would agree.
I agree. I think, yeah, I feel you. I just like to always mention that there's exceptions because I feel like we always want to acknowledge that there's no one right way. And I think, of course, for our purposes, we're talking about like cisgendered heterosexual men and women because that's how we identify. So we kind of come from that perspective. But I always like to just acknowledge that there's other perspectives out there. You know,
definitely.
That's it.
And that definitely is the case. So, yeah, we want to marginalize that. But, you know, if we're just trying to, like when you're doing research, right, you want to have multiple sources say the same thing to come to one conclusion. Right. Now, or, you know, you want to conduct multiple tests and have those tests conclude similar results to come to some sort of conclusion.
Yeah.
Now, some of the tests are going to have, you know, opposite results or different results. But we want most of the tests to have similar results to make a conclusion. That's the idea behind generalizing things.
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm in the science field, so I'm familiar. Yeah, just like to always acknowledge, you know.
I don't ignore the general truths of society, just, you know, the way it is. Like, hey, listen, women do want to date up, so what would men, you know, should think to do? Oh, just step up.
Yeah.
You could say, well, not all women will date like that. Well, you know, you're probably not going to end up getting a woman if you want to live off of the exception of, oh, some women are cool with financing a man's entire lifestyle. Well, let's not think like that.
Entire lifestyle.
If you think with that in mind as the exception of, oh, some women do it, you're probably not going to get anywhere in life if you just live off the, you know, exceptions of life.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty healthy to have to live, you know, live off of or just keep in mind those general things.
Yeah, it is. But also to a point you made earlier about experience, I think the more experience you get, the less you can be
like judgmental.
Not judgmental, but I guess like the more you expand your way of thinking and your mindset. Mm-hmm. So then you do start thinking about the outliers and you do start thinking about other possibilities because there's not just one way anymore. See how I brought that back around.
Exactly. Wrapping it up. Nice and beautiful.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this. You know, we were just chatting. We thought we would just bring it back with just general chit chat. This is what we do all day, every day, y'all. And so we were like, let's just give them a taste of that. No topics, just talking.
Yeah, I think really the goal this time is like, let's make it just more informal, more of a conversation, more of a, you know, meeting with friends type of thing, more of a couch conversation type of thing.
And let us know what you guys thought about this style of a podcast. You know, we'll bring this back from time to time.
All right, love it, hate it, let us know.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, it's been our time. Again, I am Black Scott.
I'm Love Jade.
And we are He Said.
She Said.
If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead and subscribe, share.
And hey, follow us on Instagram. We are at He Said, She Said, _PC. Again, that's at He Said, She Said, _PC, where you can find episode updates, polls, and interact with our community. And hey, if you do participate in one of our polls, you might just become a part of our show.